LaShawn McCoy at this point, where are you at?
Day-to-day.
Do you anticipate he will practice in the next 3 days?
We're just going to take it one day at a time right now. He's not going to practice today, but we'll take it one day at a time.
Sean, can you tell us more about Marcus Murphy? He's kind of a kid that just popped up on the radar last week, literally. Can you give us a little bit of insight on where he came from and what you liked about him?
You know, he's a player that that Brandon had scouted, and Brandon's staff had scouted, and like I mentioned before, he's had experience in this league. He's gotten varsity reps before, both on the offensive side and special teams. Made a big play against the Panthers when I was there, in a special teams phase on a return unit. So he's been out there before, and I thought he handled himself well this past weekend.
Sean, knowing LaShawn the way you do, how hard is it going to be to keep him off the field?
It's just like any competitor. He's a fierce competitor, so he's hard at work. Maximizing the treatment opportunities to get himself to where he can play.
How do you go about in the event that he can't play, or is it very limited? What are your concerns, knowing how much he has meant to this offense this season?
Next man up. That's what we've done all year. You never replace a player like LaShawn. I've got a lot of confidence in Mike Tolbert and Murph and whoever else we put in the backfield. So, they did a nice job this past weekend, and I expect them to do the same moving forward.
Hey, Sean, their defense clearly is one of the best in the league, and they really do a good job on both the run and the pass. What's the biggest challenge? I know you want to stay balanced, but they take a little bit of everything away, it seems like. What is the biggest challenge going against that defense?
You look at every statistical category of their defense, and I went through the different rows of it, trying to find an area of weakness, and there isn't one. I mean, they're very talented, multiple first-round picks on that defense. They're well-coached. So, we're going to have a big challenge in front of us in a lot of ways, but starting with their defense.
Sean, does Marcel appear to fit better in their defense than he did here?
I don't know. That's probably a better question for Marcel.
Any thoughts on that the karma kind of worked out, that he was here 2 months ago and now you're playing him in a playoff game? Any little bit of karma working there? Or what do you think?
We made the decision that was right for our team. I know we've moved on, and it appears he's moved on, so I wish him nothing but the best. And it seems like he's playing at a high level just like the rest of their defense.
Sean, the challenge of facing Leonard Fournette and that running game, and you guys have had your struggles defensively against the run, is it a matter now of just from a plan standpoint, because it's physical, the physical matchups look to be somewhat favorable to a bigger offensive line? How do you view that challenge?
I mean, their challenge across the board, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, you look at where they're ranked and where we're ranked, and you say, hey, what favors us? Not a whole lot. So we've got our work cut out for us this week to put a good plan in place and have a good week of practice to earn the right. They are big up front, well coached, and the number one, if I'm not mistaken, ranked rushing attack in the NFL. Again, with a first-round pick in there at behind center. So, it'll be a big challenge for us.
What are some of your observations of Fournette, the running style, the technical aspect mm-hmm. of his game?
Yeah, I think usually what comes with a guy as big as Fournette is the inability to get outside and make the explosive runs. He can get outside. He can make the explosive runs and take it to the house if he finds a crack in there. So, it'll be a big challenge for our run defense.
Did you see much of him in college when you were looking at Trey's stuff? Did you watch him much?
We watched him enough to be aware of his skill set. We kind of felt like he was going to be gone by the time we picked. And usually when you watch Trey, you just watch one side of the ball, Josh. But overall, knew of his skill set. Yeah, good player.
I'm hearing a lot from Bills fans on the radio, we broke the drought. Nothing matters now. We don't care if we lose. Do you have to guard? I know players don't think that way, but do you have to guard in any way about from them feeling it? something monumental and not treating this like any other team would?
Yeah, Jerry, you know, it's a certain type of mindset. You know, when you're young in this type of situation, to make sure that we are in the right frame of mind as we approach our week, that we're focused on what we do, our process, the respect for the opponent, just like we've done all year. And I'm, you know, I'm confident in the leadership on this football team and the player-driven leadership that they'll lead by example, and we'll have a good week of preparation.
Could you ever envision opting out of your contract?
You know, that's every situation is different, and I'm not going to go there.
Say what you just did to that really good question about the mindset this week. Does part of this, though, have to be fun? Does there have to be some sort of enjoyment in being here where this organization hasn't been so long?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, there's a lot of joy around our job and passion, and this is fun because it's what we do. This is what we signed up for, and it's a result of a lot of hard work. Came with the journey. I mean, it's different points during the day. You got to kind of say, hey, this is what we work for, and this is you know, a culmination of a season long worth of work and sacrifice and commitment to the cause. And it's fun to be on this ride with our fans too, to see the excitement around the community, see the excitement in the building. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Just in case, if LeSean can't go and Aaron Green has to be activated, just familiar, can we be familiar with him? Like, what led you to signing him and his traits?
Well, you know, Brandon and his staff do a good job of evaluating our players, who's out there, potential to sign, and we had a workout the other day, you know, really felt like Brandon felt like he was the right choice for us at this time, and so you know, we'll get a good look at him today in practice.
John, is that the one position running back where if you get an injury to a top player, that might be the easiest player to plug in, that position, I'm saying, as opposed to, you know, offensive line or quarterback, obviously. Running back, can you just kind of plug and play him?
You know, it's a little bit different at every position. I understand why you're saying that. I think there's probably other positions that may be a little bit easier. When you look at running back, there's not only running the ball, there's protection end of things in the passing game. So, you know, there's probably a few others that are just a little bit easier from a transition standpoint.
We've seen a little bit of Marcus Murphy, but can you just describe what's different between him and Mike Tolbert and what each brings to the table that might be a little bit different from each other?
Well, they're both winners, you know, in the way they approach their craft and the preparation. They've both been out there before, so I've got confidence in both of them. You know, their running style is a little bit different, obviously, in terms of what they do. Both can run, that said, both can run inside, both can run outside, both do a good job in protection. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, confident both of them.
What opportunity does it present going up against a quarterback who's willing to put the ball up there like Blake Bortles?
What would you opportunity
does it present for your secondary?
Well, just like any situation, you know, it's a quarterback-driven league. We've got to do a good job of affecting the quarterback with our defense and the different looks and try and get him out of a rhythm just like any quarterback. He's had a good year and does a good job for their offense.
John, when you added these pieces to your secondary, have they played and are they playing about the way you envisioned those safeties, the rookie corner, you know, everyone kind of coming together?
You know, it's been fun to watch them come together. I think our coaches do a phenomenal job of preparing them. They take a lot of ownership in their preparation also. And to watch a couple of veteran players, and Micah and Jordan and EJ also embrace a young player like Tre'Davious and watch Tre'Davious's journey all the way through this year and his kind of maturation process on and off the field has been fun to watch. So, you know, have they played you know, what I envisioned and the way I envisioned them playing at times, absolutely, just like our team. And there's other times where, you know, just like our team, we're not where we need to be yet. I think, you know, there's a lot of work to do, and so, you know, the fact remains that we have to continue to work hard and put the work in to get the results we're trying to get.
Sean, for all the great numbers that the Jags defense has put up this season, still looks like they allow their share of big plays. I mean, you can see that the 20 or more yard plays do come in there. A, is that something that you see as an opportunity? And B, when you see their defensive style, how much does it remind you of, from a schematic standpoint, is it similar to what, say, Atlanta does, Seattle, sort of that Pete Carroll tree, if you will?
A little bit. There's some of that in there. There's some of what we do is baked in there also. So there's some overlapping schemes. They do a good job. I mean, they play fast. They play aggressive defense. Like I said before, there's not a whole lot of weakness statistically in what they're doing. And so they've had the success that they've had as a team, in part because of the defense. But they are a well-balanced football team and well coached.
Do you see any of those opportunities though for big plays? I know you think about that in every game, but I mean, does this one present it too when they're doing that fast flow stuff? And
Yes and no. Number one, we've got to protect the ball because they do a phenomenal job of taking the ball away. I think they're second in the league and taking the ball away, give or take. We've got to make sure that we're staying on schedule and putting ourselves in position to move the football overall. Explosives would be nice, but there's a lot that goes into that also, as you know, Vic.
Well, Sean, this isn't the first time that people on this side of the wall have counted this team out, given this team no chance. Can you draw upon that and maybe go to that well when addressing your players yet again?
We just stay focused on what we're doing, really. Our players, they know how this team's been built. They've taken a lot of ownership in the process going through the season of what we're all about. And, I don't see them changing that in terms of their DNA and what drives them on a weekly basis. We're going to do us. And that's been good enough this season, most of the year. As I reiterated to them this morning, once the ball's kicked off, it's a game. And we've got to get back into our routine and block out as much noise as possible.
Is Jordan Mills okay?
He's okay. He's got a little bit of an ankle. I won't practice today, but we'll see. I'll give you the update. So these guys fall into the category, will not practice today. Sharice Wright, he's in the concussion protocol. LaShawn, as I mentioned, Matt Milano, Deontay Thompson, Jordan Mills, and then Kyle with the Kyle's on rest.
What's the injury for
Milano? Hamstring.
Coach, just with respect to your offense, they really effectively used some tempo changes last week. Were you pleased with the returns you got off of that, and how comfortable do you feel using that going forward?
I was. I thought it was well designed by Rick and the offensive staff. We were able to stay on the attack even with things happening in between plays, which I think is important. You mentioned the tempos, some of the hard counts, and so that was well executed by our offense. I know Eric really leads that, Eric and Tyrod, so I thought the communication part of it was key, and they did a nice job.
Sean, I'm curious when you talk about, like, the leadership, and I would probably add in, like, a resiliency. When you guys left that locker room in Foxborough, in some ways an angry and obviously disappointed team, and then you still had that chance, and for you guys to play as you did, couldn't control the Ravens, obviously, but mm-hmm. You guys to control what you did you learn anything about the group over these past few days?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, they hit the reset button awful quickly after that game, which is hard to do. You know, you go up against a team like New England, defending world champs, to battle like we did in that game, and then have to turn right around on a short week because of the Christmas holiday, to get our minds back again, and talk about mindset, to have a great week of preparation heading into last week's important game, I thought was key, and our guys did that. They've done that all year long, though, too, so it wasn't a surprise to me, but still it represented a challenge as far as that goes. So the good part about our team is those of us that have been around them is they're tested. They've been through a lot of tests. And we've passed most of those, and these guys have been in tight games. And so, I'm confident in this group moving forward.